Real Estate Practice and Principles audiobook by the Career Institute. Chapter 1. Introduction to the Real Estate Business. Learning Objectives. When you've finished reading this chapter, you should be able to identify the various careers available in real estate and the professional organizations that support them. Describe the 5 categories of real property. Explain the operation of supply and demand in the real estate market. Distinguish the economic, political, and social factors that influence supply and demand. Define the following key terms: broker, market salesperson, supply and demand. Why learn about the real estate business? When people think of real estate, even people who are considering a real estate career, they tend to think about brokers and salespersons. While partly accurate, that's the small view. The fact is, real estate is a very big business encompassing the following and more. It is composed of a wide variety of professionals and professional opportunities. It involves many different kinds of properties, each with its own special characteristics and issues, and it defines a huge segment of the American economy with its own market forces. The successful real estate professional understands the big picture. He or she knows that each individual transaction, no matter how big or how small, has an economic effect that ripples far beyond the parties gathered around the table. Real estate is a very big business. Real estate transactions are taking place all around you, all the time. When a commercial leasing company rents space in a mall or the owner of a building rents an apartment to a retired couple, it's a real estate transaction. If an appraiser gives an expert opinion of the value of farmland or a bank lends money to a professional corporation to purchase an office building, it's a real estate transaction. Most common of all, when an American family sells its old home and buys a new one, the family takes part in the real estate industry. Consumers of real estate services include buyers and sellers of homes, tenants and landlords, investors and developers. Nearly everyone, at some time, is involved in a real estate transaction. All this adds up to big business and complex transactions that involve billions of dollars every year in the United States alone. The services of millions of highly trained individuals are required: attorneys, bankers, trust company representatives, abstract and title insurance company agents, architects, surveyors, accountants, tax experts, and many others, in addition to buyers and sellers. All these people depend on the skills and knowledge of licensed real estate professionals. Real estate, a business of many specializations. Despite the size and complexity of the real estate business, many people think of it as being made up of only brokers and salespersons. Actually, the real estate industry is much bigger than that. Appraisal, property management, financing, subdivision and development, counseling, and education are all separate businesses within the real estate field. To succeed in a complex industry, every real estate professional must have a basic knowledge of these specialties. Brokerage. Brokerage is the business of bringing people together in a real estate transaction. A broker acts as a point of contact between two or more people in negotiating the sale, purchase, or rental of property. A broker is defined as a person or company licensed to buy, sell, exchange, or lease real property for others and to charge a fee for these services. A broker may be the agent of the buyer or the seller or of both, or the broker may not be anyone's agent. The property may be residential, commercial, or industrial. A salesperson is a licensee employed by or associated with the broker. The salesperson conducts brokerage activities on behalf of the broker. The broker, however, is ultimately responsible for the salesperson's acts. Brokerage is discussed in detail in Chapter 5. Appraisal. Appraisal is the process of estimating a property's market value, based on established methods and the appraiser's professional judgment. Although their training will give brokers some understanding of the valuation process, lenders generally require a professional appraisal, and property sold by court order requires an appraiser's expertise. Appraisers must have detailed knowledge of the methods of valuation. In many states, appraisers must be licensed or certified to carry out local transactions. Appraisers must be licensed or certified for many federally related transactions. Appraisal is covered in Chapter 18. Property management. A property manager is a person or company hired to maintain and manage property on behalf of its owner. By hiring a property manager, the owner is relieved of such day-to-day management tasks as finding new tenants, collecting rents, altering or constructing new space for tenants, ordering repairs, and generally maintaining the property. The scope of the manager's work depends on the terms of the individual employment contract, known as a management agreement. Whatever tasks are specified, the basic responsibility of the property manager is to protect the owner's investment and maximize the owner's return on his or her investment. Property management is discussed in Chapter 17. Financing. Financing is the business of providing the funds that make real estate transactions possible. Most transactions are financed by means of mortgage loans or trust deed loans secured by the property. Individuals involved in financing real estate may work in commercial banks, savings associations, and mortgage banking and mortgage brokerage companies. A growing number of real estate brokerage firms affiliate with mortgage brokers to provide consumers with one-stop shopping real estate services. Financing issues are examined in Chapter 14 and Chapter 15. Subdivision and development. Subdivision is the splitting of a single property into smaller parcels. Development involves the construction of improvements on the land. These improvements may be either on-site or off-site. Off-site improvements, such as water lines and storm sewers, are made on public lands to serve the new development. On-site improvements, such as new homes or swimming pools, are made on individual parcels. While subdivision and development normally are related, they are independent processes that can occur separately. Subdivision and development are discussed further in Chapter 19. Home inspection. Home inspection is a profession that allows practitioners to combine their interest in real estate with their professional skills and training in the construction trades or in engineering. Professional home inspectors conduct a thorough visual survey of a property's structure, systems, and site conditions and prepare an analytical report that is valuable to both purchasers and homeowners. Increasingly wary consumers are relying on the inspector's report to help them make purchase decisions. Frequently, a real estate sales contract will be contingent upon the inspector's report. While professional home inspectors are usually prohibited from practicing real estate, many of them are also licensed as real estate agents. Some of the things inspectors typically look for in a property are discussed in Chapter 21. Counseling. Counseling involves providing clients with competent independent advice based on sound professional judgment. A real estate counselor helps clients choose among the various alternatives involved in purchasing, using, or investing in property. A counselor's role is to furnish clients with the information needed to make informed decisions. Professional real estate counselors must have a high degree of industry expertise. Education. Real estate education is available to both practitioners and consumers. Colleges and universities, private schools, and trade organizations all conduct real estate courses and seminars, from the principles of a pre-licensing program to the technical aspects of tax and exchange law. State licensing laws establish the minimum educational requirements for obtaining, and keeping, a real estate license. Continuing education helps ensure that licensees keep their skills and knowledge current. Other areas. Many other real estate career options are available. Practitioners will find that real estate specialists are needed in a variety of business settings. Lawyers who specialize in real estate are always in demand. Large corporations with extensive landholdings often have their own real estate and property tax departments. Local governments must staff both zoning boards and assessment offices. Professional organizations. Many trade organizations serve the real estate business. The largest is the National Association of Realtors, NAR, whose website is www.realtor.com. NAR is composed of state, regional, and local associations. NAR also sponsors various affiliated organizations that offer professional designations to brokers, salespersons, appraisers, and others who complete required courses in areas of special interest. Members subscribe to a code of ethics and, if eligible, are entitled to be known as Realtors or REALTORASSOCIATES. The National Association of Real Estate Brokers, NAREB, whose members are known as Realtists, also adheres to a code of ethics. NAREB arose out of the early days of the civil rights movement as an association of racial minority real estate brokers in response to the conditions and abuses that eventually gave rise to fair housing laws. Today, NAREB remains dedicated to equal housing opportunity. Other professional associations include the Appraisal Institute, the American Society of Appraisers, ASA, the National Association of Independent Fee Appraisers, NAIFA, and the Real Estate Educators Association, REEA. The growth in buyer brokerage, discussed in Chapter 5, led to the formation of organizations such as the Real Estate Buyers Agent Council, REBAC, now associated with NAR, and the National Association of Exclusive Buyers Agents, NAEBA. Other organizations include the Building Owners and Managers Association, BOMA, the Institute of Real Estate Management, IREM, the Commercial Investment Real Estate Institute, CIREI, and the American Society of Real Estate Counselors, ASREC. Home inspectors may be members of the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, a national professional organization. Members of ASHI are expected to comply with its standards of practice and code of ethics. Types of real property. Just as there are areas of specialization within the real estate industry, there are different types of property in which to specialize. Real estate can be classified as residential, which are all property used for single-family or multifamily housing, whether in urban, suburban, or rural areas. Commercial, such business property, including office space, shopping centers, stores, theaters, hotels, and parking facilities. Industrial, including warehouses, factories, land in industrial districts, and power plants. And agricultural, such as farms, timberland, ranches, and orchards. There are also special purpose properties such as churches, schools, cemeteries, and government-held lands. The market for each of these types of property can be subdivided into the sales market, which involves the transfer of title and ownership rights, and the rental market, in which space is used temporarily by lease. In business as a sole practitioner. Although it is possible for a single real estate firm or an individual real estate professional to perform all the services and handle all classes of property discussed in this chapter, unless restricted by a state's license law, this is rarely done. While such general services may be available in small towns, most firms and professionals specialize to some degree, especially in urban areas. Some licensees perform only one service for one type of property, such as residential sales or commercial leasing. The real estate market. A market is a place where goods can be bought and sold. A market may be a specific place, such as the village square. It also may be a vast, complex, worldwide economic system for moving goods and services around the globe. In either case, the function of a market is to provide a setting in which supply and demand can establish market value, making it advantageous for buyers and sellers to trade. Prices for goods and services in the market are established by the operation of supply and demand. Essentially, when supply increases and demand remains stable, prices go down. When demand increases and supply remains stable, prices go up. Greater supply means producers need to attract more buyers, so they lower prices. Greater demand means producers can raise their prices because buyers compete for the product. For example, here's how one broker describes market forces. He said, "In my 17 years in real estate, I've seen supply and demand in action many times. When a car maker relocated its factory to my region a few years back, hundreds of people wanted to buy the few higher bracket houses for sale at the time. Those sellers were able to ask ridiculously high prices for their properties, and two houses actually sold for more than the asking prices. On the other hand, when the naval base closed and 2,000 civilian jobs were transferred to other parts of the country, it seemed like every other house in town was for sale. We were practically giving houses away to the few people who were buying." Supply and demand in the real estate market. Two characteristics of real estate govern the way the market reacts to the pressures of supply and demand. Uniqueness and immobility. See Chapter 2. Uniqueness means that, no matter how identical they may appear, no two parcels of real estate are ever exactly alike. Each occupies its own unique geographic location. Immobility refers to the fact that property cannot be relocated to satisfy demand where supply is low. Nor can buyers always relocate to areas with greater supply. For these reasons, real estate markets are local markets. Each geographic area has different types of real estate and different conditions that drive prices. In these small, well-defined areas, real estate offices can keep track of both what type of property is in demand and what parcels are available. Technological advances and market changes have widened the real estate professional's local market. No longer limited to a single small area, brokers and salespersons must track trends and conditions in a variety of different and sometimes distant local markets. Technology, office computers, information networks, and laptop personal computers, PCs, cellular phones, fax machines, and a growing arsenal of other devices, helps real estate practitioners stay on top of their wide-ranging markets. Because of real estate's uniqueness and immobility, the market generally adjusts slowly to the forces of supply and demand. Though a home offered for sale can be withdrawn in response to low demand and high supply, it is much more likely that oversupply will result in lower prices. When supply is low, on the other hand, a high demand may not be met immediately because development and construction are lengthy processes. As a result, development tends to occur in uneven spurts of activity. Even when supply and demand can be forecast with some accuracy, natural disasters such as hurricanes and earthquakes can disrupt market trends. Similarly, sudden changes in financial markets or local events such as plant relocations or environmental factors can dramatically disrupt a seemingly stable market. Factors that tend to affect the supply side of the real estate market's supply and demand balance include labor force availability, construction and material costs, and government controls and financial policies. Labor force and construction and material costs. A shortage of skilled labor or building materials or an increase in the cost of materials can decrease the amount of new construction. High transfer costs, such as taxes and construction permit fees, can also discourage development. Increased construction costs may be passed along to buyers and tenants in the form of higher prices and increased rents, which can further slow the market. Government controls and financial policies. The government's monetary policy can have a substantial impact on the real estate market. The Federal Reserve Board establishes a discount rate of interest for the money it lends to commercial banks. That rate has a direct impact on the interest rates the banks in turn charge to borrowers. These interest rates play a significant part in people's ability to buy homes. Such government agencies as the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, and Ginnie Mae, Government National Mortgage Association, can affect the amount of money available to lenders for mortgage loans. See Chapter 15. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, are private companies under congressional charter that provide financial services and products that make it possible for low-income, moderate-income, and middle-income families to buy homes. Virtually any government action has some effect on the real estate market. For instance, federal environmental regulations may increase or decrease the supply and value of land in a local market. Real estate taxation is one of the primary sources of revenue for local governments. Policies on taxation of real estate can have either positive or negative effects. High taxes may deter investors. On the other hand, tax incentives can attract new businesses and industries. And, of course, along with these enterprises come increased employment and expanded residential real estate markets. Local governments also can influence supply. Land use controls, building codes, and zoning ordinances help shape the character of a community and control the use of land. Careful planning helps stabilize and even increase real estate values. The dedication of land to such amenities as forest preserves, schools, and parks also helps shape the market. Zoning and land use controls are discussed in Chapter 19. Factors that tend to affect the demand side of the real estate market include population, demographics, and employment and wage levels. Population. Because shelter is a basic human need, the demand for housing grows with the population. Although the total population of the country continues to rise, the demand for real estate increases faster in some areas than in others. In some locations, however, growth has ceased altogether or the population has declined. This may be due to economic changes, such as plant closings, social concerns, such as the quality of schools or a desire for more open space, or population changes, such as population shifts from colder to warmer climates. The result can be a drop in demand for real estate in one area, matched by an increased demand elsewhere. Demographics. Demographics is the study and description of a population. The population of a community is a major factor in determining the quantity and type of housing in that community. Family size, the ratio of adults to children, the ages of children, the number of retirees, family income, lifestyle, and the growing number of single-parent and empty-nester households are all demographic factors that contribute to the amount and type of housing needed. Niche marketing is the phrase used to refer to the targeted marketing of specific demographic populations. For example, as baby boomers age and look for retirement housing, their need or demand is considered a niche market. Employment and wage levels. Decisions about whether to buy or rent and how much to spend on housing are closely related to income. When job opportunities are scarce or wage levels low, demand for real estate usually drops. The market might, in fact, be affected drastically by a single major employer moving in or shutting down. Licensees must be aware of the business plans of local employers. As we've seen, the real estate market depends on a variety of economic forces, such as interest rates and employment levels. To be successful, licensees must follow economic trends and anticipate where they will lead. How people use their income depends on consumer confidence. Consumer confidence is based not only on perceived job security but also on the availability of credit and the impact of inflation. General trends in the economy, such as the availability of mortgage money and the rate of inflation, will influence an individual's decision as to how to spend his or her income. Summary. Although brokerage is the most widely recognized real estate activity, the industry provides many other services. These include appraisal, property management, property development, home inspection, counseling, property financing, and education. Most real estate firms specialize in only one or two of these areas. However, the highly complex and competitive nature of our society requires that a real estate person be knowledgeable in a number of fields. Real property can be classified by its general use as residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, or special purpose. Although many brokers deal with more than one type of real property, they usually specialize to some degree. A market is a place where goods and services can be bought and sold and where price levels can be established based on supply and demand. Because of its unique characteristics, real estate is relatively slow to adjust to the forces of supply and demand. The supply of and demand for real estate are affected by many factors, including changes in population and demographics, wage and employment levels, construction costs, availability of labor, and governmental monetary policy and controls. This concludes this chapter.